Now, this Saturday, the 9th of September, the Surf Emporium in Musenberg, in collaboration with Missing Children South Africa, hosts its Celebrity Surf Day. According to Missing Children South Africa, a child goes missing every 5 hours in our country, and the organisation's resources are often very limited. All the proceeds from Celebrity Surf Day will go towards their efforts to make sure every missing child is found and returned to a place of safety. Roxy Davis is the owner of Surf Emporium and 8-time SA Surf Champion, and she joins me on the line now to tell us more about the event. Roxy, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So when did you decide to start Celebrity Surf Day?
The Celebrity Surf Day, this is our second year that we're running the Celebrity Surf Day. And based off the great success from last year, not only on the amazing funds raised, but also community support and more about awareness raised for missing children in South Africa, we decided to run it again this year.
And why this charity in particular?
Initially, it started as one of our surf coaches. He had a varsity project. And he pitched it as a project to his kind of varsity team, and they selected the project to run with. So that's how it started last year, and obviously due to the success of Missing Children South Africa and the collaboration, we decided to continue with it being a Missing Children South Africa event.
So tell us, what will be happening at the Surf Emporium?
Well, we've got four key elements to the actual Celebrity Surf Day. The first one, you can sign up to surf with our Celebrity Surf team. So you don't particularly have one celebrity that you'll be going with, but the whole team. You've got Faf du Plessis, Cameron van den Berg, Nick Rabinowitz, Morne Morkel, and Dale Steyn. You can sign up for the surf lesson. You can buy some incredible memorabilia items. You can sponsor a child from Waves for Change, which is the surf therapy program. They would participate in the lesson, or you can purchase a raffle ticket. And all four of those, you get a Section 18A tax certificate for your generous donation. And you also get to obviously participate in this day, which is a really fun event as well.
Great stuff. So how much does it cost then? What do we need to pay out for tickets, etc.?
So the ticket for the surf lesson is 399 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
That gets you the hour and a half surf lesson with a professional surf coaching team. So we're putting up surf coaches. So it'll be a group of one coach to every 5 participants. We have 100 places that are booked for this. And your surfboard, your wetsuit, you get an autographed cap. So all 5 celebrities are signing a cap, which you get. VDE Cafe are sponsoring lunch as part of it as well. So, all of that for $3.99.
Not bad. Now, presumably, you don't have to have any surf experience at all. So somebody like me could come down, put on a wetsuit and have a lesson. Perish the thought.
Absolutely. It's for anybody who has come from absolute beginner, never surfed before, haven't put your foot in the water. So the experience is about learning to surf. But if you have surfed already or you are a surfer and you want to come down and participate in the day, we do have a great team. So we've got a team of 20 professional surf coaches, and the groups will be at all different levels. So if you are a kind of intermediate surfer, you'd be in an intermediate group. If you're a beginner, you go to the beginner group.
I want to talk about surfing in particular in just a second. But tell us what will the celebrities be doing on the day? Nick Rabinowitz, I'm sure, will just be providing tomfoolery and entertainment.
I think you can't keep a straight face when you're on Nick.
Yeah.
He's a very keen and very passionate surfer himself. So, he's one of our Surf Emporium family members, as we call it, and he's always down at the beach surfing. But, the team of 5 celebrities, they will be roving through the lesson. So while you're learning, they'll be giving you feedback, giving you tips, pushing you into waves, just kind of moving through the actual lesson group and hanging out with the guys, really.
So all the celebrities are surfers themselves?
Yes, all 5 of them are surfers.
Awesome. Okay. Back to the surfing. As a complete beginner, I think I've worn a wetsuit once, and it wasn't for surfing; it was for scuba. Actually, no, that's a lie. Actually, no, because I've scuba dived, so that's a complete lie. But in terms of being on a surfboard, that has never happened. If I was to come down and have a lesson, what are your top tips for a beginner when it comes to surfing?
Definitely choosing your location. So we're based in Muizenberg, and Muizenberg is rated one of the top 10 best learn to surf beaches in the world. So I would say location choice is a really important one. You really need a wave that is kind of a soft and gentle rolling wave that gives you plenty of opportunity to get to your feet and kind of longer rides. So I'd say choosing the right beach, really important. So in Cape Town is Muizenberg. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the right equipment. So going on the right board for your needs, going on a long and stable, easy board for a learner is really, really important as well.
What's the trick to staying up?
good balance. I think... Yeah,
there's the rub, Roxy, because my balance is not fabulous, I'll be honest with you. Okay, yeah, balance.
So many people go in with kind of preconceived ideas of what it should be like. So I would say that the best thing is go in kind of with a clear mind and no preconceived ideas. Definitely, it's really important to kind of get tuition or, you know, have a lesson so you can learn the right techniques. So you don't have to, you know, spend a whole lot of time fumbling around and then eventually unlearning and having to relearn the right way. So to accelerate your learning, participating in a lesson is absolutely the best way to do it.
So how much of the learning in that first couple of lessons takes place on land, and how much is in the sea?
For example, the hour and a half lesson for the Celebrity Surf Day, we'll use that one as an example. Mm. In an hour and a half, your first lesson, you'll spend about 20 minutes on the beach, which is what we call our ABCs or our how-tos and our beach work. That covers kind of basic safety, how to paddle, how to stand, how to ride a wave. And then the rest of the time is spent in the water. So you'll spend just over an hour in the water actually practicing what you've learned on the land. And generally, you should be up and riding after your first lesson.
Are there some people who are just naturally better at surfing than others? I mean, you, for example. Were you just born, do you think, with the ability to surf like a dream?
I definitely wasn't. I think kids catch on far quicker than adults do. So you can see kids, you know, paddling into a wave, popping up, and there's an adult next to them looking at with great frustration. Mm. But I think for me personally, I started when I was about 12, which was considered quite late.
Quite late, yeah.
In a competitive surfing career. But I did homeschool, and I caught up very quickly, putting in about 9 hours a day in the water, training.
What?
So it was definitely the time in the water, and a lot of training that went into it.
9 hours a day.
So it's pretty much, you know, what you put in, you get out, really.
Yeah, yeah. And what's been the highlight for you? Because, I mean, as I said in the intro, you are 8-time South African champion. But so what's been the highlight? I mean, presumably once you get 3, 4, 5, 6, it all becomes much of a muchness. Or is each one, you feel great after each one?
You know, surfing in general, what I really love about it is that you can be ripping it up at the back line. You know, you could be the best surfer, or you could be the surfer who's in the front in what we call the foamies, catching a wave for the first time, getting to their feet, and that level, the same level of stoke, which is kind of that happiness factor when you're surfing, is felt regardless of kind of your skill level that you're at in the water. So whether you're a pro, the best, or a beginner, you have that same sense of stoke, sense of achievement, sense of happiness when you're in the water. Mm. I think that's what drives me, and I think it's a very freeing sport. You have to be in the moment, you have to be present, you can't think about anything else except for obviously catching the wave and, you know, riding your next wave. So I really think it's something special that you can't explain to somebody until they've actually put their feet in the water and tried it for themselves.
Roxy, the idea of surfing and the surfing landscape has always seemed to be a rather, you know, a slightly privileged one, quite white sort of quite male also. Is that changing?
Definitely so. I started the Surf Emporium, which was, we started 15 years ago with an umbrella on the beach. And today it's one of South Africa's largest surf schools. And one of the main reasons why I started it was to focus on female surfing initially, to kind of give back to surfing all that I had received, but also to show other women, you know, that it's not just a male-dominated sport, and to empower them as well. And obviously going through the last 15 years, watching the growth and the development, it's certainly, it crosses, you know, all cultures and all races and all ages. And it definitely has changed, especially in South Africa over the last 15 years.
When you say all ages, give us the range. What's the youngest, the youngest and the oldest is what I'm interested in.
Well, the youngest, I'm a mom of two. So my son, Daniel, he's now four. He starts surfing at 2 years old, up and riding. So,
wow.
I mean, anywhere from two, as long as they are comfortable in the water, we actually teach water awareness lessons, which
Great.
Is pre-surfing. Kind
Great.
Of getting the kids comfortable in the water, you know, catching waves, lying down their tummies. And then obviously, you know, on the upper age limit, there is no limit unless you can actually, you know, get into the water and ride waves without standing up necessarily. So if you have, you know, back or hip challenges, getting into the water is really fantastic. And what we've actually started doing is adaptive surf lessons as well. So those, you know, with disabilities that actually are wheelchair bound can now go into the water and actually participate like everybody else.
Yeah. Great stuff.
So, no limits.
Yeah, no limits indeed. It's sounding more and more like something that I should pop down and have a lesson.
Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. The Celebrity Surf Day takes place this Saturday, the 9th of September. Just remind people how they can book tickets.
You can either call us on 021-788-8687, or you can come down to the store. So we are the Surf Emporium. We're on Musenberg Beachfront, and you can kind of sign up in-store. Otherwise, you can go online onto our website, www.surfemporium.co.za, and you can just click on the link Book Now, and you can choose any one of those four options online. Yeah, immediately.
And I gather if people can't make it to the event but would like to donate, they can do so by purchasing a raffle ticket on the Surf Emporium website also.
Absolutely. We have such incredible raffle prizes. We have sponsors who have generously donated, you know, raffle hampers. The hampers are valued at about 2,000 rand each. We've got a Roxy hamper, Quicksilver hamper, Peninsula Beverages, which is Coca-Cola. Everybody's really gotten bored and kind of put so much together towards this event. So if you can't come down, absolutely buy a raffle ticket, and you're knowing that 100% of all donations go to Missing Children South Africa, and the actual, so you'll see when you're making your deposit, it goes directly into their bank account.
Fantastic. Roxy, it's been such a pleasure to have you on this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.